Today we come to the end of this long sif, Simon Yigimel Sefer Aleph, about Minekes. We come to the lip page of Tesh Chav Zayin, which is the last, the last section of possible Heterim. Two weeks ago we learned the basic Yisr of Minekes Chaveray and Muberes Chaveray. And last week we learned the tshuvas that are makel for various reasons, as we went through last week. I'd like to add a shaila, I guess more of a hashkafa question. The idea that a mother should nurse her child for 24 months, that's purely a financial thing, or it's a hashkafa? In other words, was saying she should marry someone else. She's going to stop nursing within 24 months. The child will come in day sakana.
No, you should say it's healthy for the child, isn't it? You should say that.
So then there should be no heter if he has plenty of money or you have plenty of formula, anything, that maybe there's no heter. The heter, what? It's interesting because the lashon here is always that it's a shalav sakana. It could be used both. It's an interesting. Sinan Pei Aleph in Yeridea, in the beginning of Yeridea, it talks about which milk is kosher and which milk is not kosher. What about ladies' milk? Is that kosher?
Kosher.
Huh?
Kosher.
So why don't they market it?
It's
pomegranate good. Doesn't carry ladies' milk?
I can't speak for pomegranate.
Why? Is it pariv? It should be pariv.
Pariv?
So we have great pariv milk?
I don't know. Aser bedad.
It's Simon Payalis to design. Imagine instead of almond milk, they had mother's milk. I know. In Shulchan Aruch it says Cholav Isha Mutter. You're allowed to drink the cholav of a woman. Vuhusha Pirish. That means not to nurse straight from the body of the woman. Because shechavase l'techli, and she expresses the milk into a container. Aval gadol hayoynik mishtei isha, it means he, I guess, from his wife, ki yoynik sheretz. Interesting. Now, why would you think it's not appropriate to suckle milk straight from the woman? That's not the reason. It's mind-boggling. You know, Gemara says that if somebody takes straight from the dadim, it's ki yoynik sheretz. So we would think we know why. I'll tell you what it says here. It said the Shulchan says ki yoynik sheretz. It says in the side of the Taz, why? The asi lachlufe the behema tameya.
Oh wow!
If you think you're allowed to nurse from a woman, people are going to think you're allowed to nurse a non kosher animal. A woman's for eating purposes, is a non kosher animal. So asi lachlufe the behema tameya. Kivat shein derech lechol basar adam. A very interesting reason. So it says Cholav Isha is mutter, but not directly from the dadim. This means even a woman from a woman, or I don't know. And then it says, what about it if someone's nursing a baby and the other child, they have a 3 or 4 year old, says, I also want. She's already not nursing for a couple of years, and also wants to. So interesting. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Tinik Yainek at Saiv Dalit Shanim. You can nurse a child until 4 years. The Chamisha Shanim Lechayla, Imloy Pirish, Avalim Pirish. But once you stop nursing a child, Shagamlu Shloisha Yamin, Beis Laes Acher Chavdal Chaydish, Loyar Ziru. It doesn't say here why. It just says, Loya Ziru, once they stop nursing, you shouldn't go back with them. Mishalmi, baby, Yarush. So I'm not sure what the reason is. An interesting Pesachei Tshuva.
There's no limitation on if it's in a bowel.
If it's in a bowel, there's no limit. An adult could also, I have no idea what it tastes like, but I don't know. The Pesachei Tshuva says, I don't know what Pesachei Tshuva says. I in Shuba Sade Paz, Mashaimir the Chal Kamad Memayit Hatinik Bahanaka, Yaisa Mukshir Litaira, if you stop nursing earlier, it's better to tire. Tosu biyada. Or maybe Raya me Gemara. The Siyim af Isser Yesh Limo Chaydim Chatal Chaydesh Imloy Machmasiko V'Acher. I don't know. He brings out the Paz. I saw Biakimendi says the same thing. Now, from our Sif, you really learn that a person is supposed to nurse till Chatal Chaydesh. Now, as you can learn our Sif, it's purely financial. That you're afraid you won't have money for anything else. But at least the Saturday Paz and Rabbi Yaakov Emden are learning that it's healthier for a child to be nursing. Yeah, maybe today's formulas are different, I don't know. But
developing a relationship with the mother and the child before
you nurse. Because of developing a relationship? Maybe.
In the old days it was less. Today it's much more involved.
Okay. I don't remember the olden days. I remember some olden days, but not the olden days.
I guess they didn't discuss it.
All right. We're up to the last part of Sifyut Gimel on the page Chav Zayin in your copies, starting from the last word in the second line. Till now, we dealt with the basic Isser 2 weeks ago, and with the idea whether you need 24 months or it's enough less. And last week we dealt with the Heter, mostly these long Pesachei Tshuvas, who was matir, an important thing. Somebody is a mezana with the Isha and makes her pregnant. He can't be sure it's him, but he feels that it's him. So we will matir for him to marry. And the Pesachei Tshuva talked about Shavi Anaf Shechadichi Nisur. He denied it first, and then ladies coming to admit it, whether he could be Megal. So we had the heter of less than 24 months, the heter of someone who's Mizana, and then we had at the end last week, the top words are Pesach Chav Zayin, Yesh Lehokel B'Mufkeres L'Znus. You have a woman that's Mufkel L'Znus, that she's not good to let her, she has no place to live, she's on the street, she's Mufkeres L'Znus, and someone's willing to marry her to do the marriage. We also had the Pesachei Tshuva, the Rabbi Yehuda said, Muberes Chaveira, not Muberes Akum. He said, if she's pregnant from a guy, then Rabbi Yehuda said that that's a heter. The Rabbi Kivega argued. He said, we find Chaveira Lav Dafka. But those are the basic heter. What? Oh, yeah, we had the Pesachei Tshuva in the Arab countries where if a baby's born out of wedlock, they take away the baby. And they shmad the baby, so we had that heter as well. Okay. Now, today, the end of the Sif, we turn to situations where she's stopping to nurse anyway. The whole thing is she should continue nursing. So what happens if she stops nursing? We'll have about, I think, five different scenarios. The first, which again is on the second line of Pesach Chav Zayin, Afilu Nosna b'nola meinekes. Even if she gave her child to a wet nurse, there were people who did this professionally. They were hired as to nurse other people's children. So now the child's going to be taken care of. She gave her child to a meinekes. I gomlasei teichav dalat chaydesh. Or she stopped nursing anyway. Leiti nasei, that's not a heter. Not only that, I feel nishba hameinekes. We're afraid that the wet nurse is going to stop at some point. So it says, so you make her swear, nishba meinekes. I know Joel das rabim. She made a neder that has no hatara. That's a neder that you do al das rabim has no hatara. Shloitaza. So in these cases, you still lost. So Rama says, yeshomrim in nishba meinekes v'kineis lo yoytzi. But the evad, it's good enough. But al kaponim, what it says here is that even if she stopped nursing anyway, she's saying, what's the difference? The child's not going to have, I'm not nursing anyhow, I stopped already. So that's not a heter, and even if you have a menekes, and the Mechaber says, afilu im nishba lo adam gadol, kumi elu shalcha mechatzara melech. Because even if she took a shvua, a legal shvua, that the menekes is not going to back out, so it's still awesome. And this is already a loy plug. This is not going to change it to the child. The mother stopped nursing. She can't start again. So here, it's a loy plug. So You had last week, Rav Moshe said, there's the Ikka Takana, which is Nechashas Takana, which even Sveikas Al Chumra. And then we have the Loi Plug, such as this. Now, Pisrei Tshuva Chav, we didn't get to that, we'll have that soon. Pisrei Tshuva Chav, he brings a Pnei Yeshua. Chav is about, tiny letters, about 10 lines in the bottom, in the last column. Nosna benar, the end of the line. Let me not guess. I am the safe of the Yeshua. Because you sacrifice the Masechtas Ksuba Simen Kuf Beis. La'acha shabi yisham yesh lesar afalo yischina lo haniklal. La'chamisas baila. Not only she stopped, if she didn't even start nursing, you still have to be machmir. V'gam et shuvas chacham tzvi hichmim ba'oid b'zeh. He says, even in the Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi is machmir. We'll get to the Chacham Tzvi soon. Because of Zel HaShadu. Listen to the language of Pnei Yeshua. We keep on seeing this again and again. Zel HaShadu. Of them. Nishtarvei v'adova b'aveseinu haravim. V'nasa keheter al yedei kalei ha'hira. This thing became a heter by people who are kalei ha'hira. What are they saying? Shehitiru moirim means paiskim lechatchila lohanik at shekamat batla takadas chachamim. Lohanik means through a wet nurse. At shekamat batla takadas chachamim. He says they're kalei ha'ira. They're telling people, look, the whole thing is for the baby, so get someone to nurse the baby, and then you can remarry. Kfar nasa ba'isim biyameinu miskimu gedolei deireinu lesar after the event. Lachash this is ayideka. That there's not a heter. People assume it's for the baby, so they get a wet nurse then to take care, then it should be mutter. Nowadays he would say, I buy a lot of formula, so then it should be mutter. He says, Ulanadeh Sabala, she had to beget. He said, Ulachavdal Chaydish. So the Peshu is very angry about these Mekilim. The Yeshachoshul Dvarenu, and there are some Yeshachoshul Dvarenu, Hapsoim. The fools, Avru, Venenshu, Bemisa, Va'ini. Says those who didn't listen to it, they were punished with a terrible outcome. Omnam. Now, Peshua goes on. We keep on seeing this. They're Machmir, Machmir, Machmir. And they say, well, the case in front of me, right? We saw this a bunch of times. Look what he says, you got to be Machmir. You got to put in Chayrim. If they don't listen, they're going to die and become poor. Omnam. Hamachas bala yadi biisha shekvar hitalo chacham nitem v'dala minekes. Such a story came to me. V'leischila lohanik, and the natural mother didn't even start nursing. Aideh ha'ra'azu nishtadach le'ish, becomes mara nisuin. And through this erroneous psak, they were kevez mara nisuin lacha gimel chadash al nisiz ba'ila, you have to have avchana. K'sher gishu achkach she'ishisa b'dava, chazam haya mishadach. They say it's an issa, so the chosin said, I'm not marrying you, it's usr. He said, I'm not waiting 24 months for you. Ukadesh loy lahafrid bein advegim, bekushi hitarti loy. Lisa achar tezvav chaydish. It wasn't a blanket heter. He said to be mekali after 15 months, akosel yalibi naikvi. And the Peshua says, my heart was pounding about this heter. Acheholim li shikyesib zeh hitir gadol echad. So we keep on seeing this, how he's very machmir. At the end, he finds at least the Hatzalah Porta for this couple, that they're waiting 3 months anyway. He made them wait Tesvav. But at the end of the day, he came up with at least something of a heter. But the lesson we have here, we're going to see exceptions as always. The lesson we have here is the chaymer of the thing. It's not just to make sure the baby has milk, but to keep to the takanas chazal, which in many cases was a light plug. Now back to the Shulchan Aruch.
What happens if she can't nurse?
What happens if she can't? So that's the Shulchan Aruch goes now. Till now, it's her choice not to nurse.
Right.
And now we're going to go. The Shulchan is going to go into some kudadeh and otherwise. Avo, in Meis Binah. Okay, we have like five cases where she's out of it, where she's out of nursing. Number one, Meis Binah Mutaris Leinase. The child died, so there's nobody to nurse, so she can get married. In Chayshin Shema Targeyu, and now Chayshin, mother's going to kill her child because she wants to get married. So Meis Binah Mutaris Leinase. Chayshin Shema Targeyu. That's one head. Next. If she stopped nursing, where her husband was still alive, so it means like this. If her husband died and then she stops nursing, we say we're afraid that why is she stopping to nurse? Because she wants to get married. As long as she knows, she can't get married. So, that she's doing it purposely, and we ask it total. However, if she stopped nursing when her husband was still alive, so now it can't be that she's stopping to nurse because she wants to remarry. Her husband was still alive at the time she stopped nursing. So that's heter number two, is if gamlasai the chayi habal. If she stopped at chayi habal, said it's a second heter. So meis binah gamlasai the chayi baila oishen echalevis la'ilam, or she can't nurse at all. Kagoyin she yesh lo tzimug dadim. Okay, so that's what we're going to talk about. There's someone at Tzimuk Dadim. Tzimuk Dadim means her breasts aren't producing milk. Tzimuk is like raisins. That's Tzimuk, dried up Dadim. So this is a third heter. The fourth is Ashapasa Kalba Bechayavayla, where her milk stopped while her husband was still alive. But the Tzimuk Dadim is an issue here. How do you learn this mechaber? He gives us, it's going to be five heterim. We learn four. Meis Baila, Meis Binah, I mean, her husband, her baby died, or Gomlasu Bechaye Baila, she stopped nursing Bechaye Baila, or Tzimuk Dadim, or Pasuk Chalba Bechaye Baila, her milk stopped. Does Chaye Baila go on Tzimuk Dadim also? Or Tzimuk Dadim always a heter? In other words, if when the husband's alive she stopped nursing, so we say that's mutter, because now there's no tikkun for the vlad, she's already not nursing anyway. But Tzimuk, you know, but Tzimuk Dadim, if she physically is unable to nurse, so does that also have to be b'chaye baila, or is that a heter? Is that a heter in all cases? That's the shaila. What? No, so tzimuk means she has physical. Not cholov. It's natural. A woman stops nursing, and usually within a couple of months, she doesn't have milk. Tzimuk dadim is something else. It means there's a physical. She has a condition where she can't nurse. Not because she chose not to.
She has milk.
She has no milk. Tzimuk means she dried up. She has no milk. She has no milk, but not because she chose.
Yeah,
so to have no
milk.
It's pasuk chalba. A person could choose to do. We're afraid pasuk chalba, so she'll do pasuk chalba. Tzimuk dadim pashtos. It's a physical condition. Something that happened to her, and if something that happened to her, so maybe that's even not with chayibah.
A question.
What?
Otherwise,
maybe it would be repetitive, or maybe you could learn just two examples.
Only extending the long cloth.
That's the question. I'm sorry. Yeah, so love them is the future. She'll never be able to. It could be she never did, it could be she never will. I look in the Be'er Heitev and Chaf Aleph. The Berhetev Chafal, Tzimuk Dadim, Isha Shagazur Areifim Oleha, Shechelba Arisai. He has a Shaila, something like Tzimuk Dadim. She has milk, but the milk is poison. The milk that she is poison. Nebuch, listen to the story. Huzika Bekathlik, Isha Mesu Shloisha Luladim Arishainim Shehinika. Her first three children died, she had nursed them and they died. And after that she had a child and she gave it to a menekes, and those children lived. So her milk, it's worse than some kudat in a way. Habilka physically can't produce. What? It's also she's poisoning the child.
You even need three if it's a
supplement. Oh, you're right. This is just a nice. Some biyesim will embarrass the salmina. Now she's pregnant. She became an almana. Viyolda. V'nasta avlad l'minika kedarka. Now, of course, she has to give the child to a minika. Machmas gezera saraitin. Pasuk b'tshuvas chacham svi. Shal samadal samedim mitaras linasi. Chayv chav dalat chaydish. So this we all could understand. What he's saying is, there's no light plug on a woman who has no option. We're afraid if she has an option to nurse that she'll purposely stop early. But a woman who has no option to nurse, not physically possible for her to nurse because her milk is bad, so there's no light plug. How do you know there's no light plug? So basically what the Chacham Tzvi says is since B'chaye Baila, she Paska B'chaye Baila, it's a heter. Why if she stopped nursing B'chai Baila and then the husband died, there's a heter, because there's no chashash, there's nothing to be chayshed for. So her milk is poisoned, also there's nothing to be chayshed for. She's not purposely stopping. We have our old rule that you don't, when you say like plug, and there's one exception for the reason, they can do other exceptions. So there's already one exception, if she stopped nursing B'chai Baila, so we're not chayshish. But once there's one exception, there could be other exceptions, and Mimela it's a heter. Now this heter of the Chacham Tzvi, which sounds to us very mistaver, look in the Pisrei Tshuva Chaf Aleph, the bottom line in the Pisrei Tshuva, Tzibuk Dada Ayin Ber Heter Vishay Chacham Tzvi Vishus Yakei Vishu Shechol Ba Risai V'chulu. My time at Tzidit Gamte, my high time, I should say, Tzidit Gamte Lahat B'tshuva Shus Yaakov. Another case, Almana Me Nekas Achas, an Almana who's nursing, B'yais Avla Ben Yugabel Chaydesh Harosel Is Nunim. They told you, you can't get married for 24 months. She didn't get married, but she became pregnant. After 13 months, V'Aymeres Minam Mishudach Nisabra. And she says, this guy, I want to wait. You know, he made me wait 24 months. In the meantime, she became pregnant from him. Afuhaydeh should be better than Sabra. Akakabalasu ayelet. Now, obviously, when she's pregnant, the milk stops. So it's also a case where the milk stopped physically, there's a physical reason that it stopped. Rights and losses nisu miyad. It's like chayta niskar, you know. She became pregnant, so now she says, I have a heter. Mitzado imbor shel Ata, the fact she's pregnant now, v'adein chashash, you're not supposed to marry me'uberes chavei, right? B'kim sh'shtei maidim, there's no problem now. Ach yesh yisa mitzad meshech yimei hanokash aliyah l'arishin. Maybe we should ask her because of the first child. Mitzadei lahatir, achrei demavuah b'chus chacham tzvi lahatir, b'isha shechol ba'arisai. Just like the chacham tzvi is matir when the milk is poisoned, when she became pregnant through this, the milk is no good. It's a funny lashon. It's a sakana to keep on nursing. I don't know what that means. So what's he doing? He's taking the Chacham Tzvi's heter and he's stretching it even more. He's stretching it. He said, when it's poison, he said, when you become pregnant and you can't nurse, that's also a heter. That's the, that's what it says here. Now this itself, there's a night of Yehuda. He says in parentheses later, at the end of the seminar, bring a night of Yehuda. Nabiyun did not understand. The same Jew as Chacham Tzvi, he didn't understand it that way. He understood from the Chacham Tzvi that you should say a light plug. There's a heter of Chai Baila, but not otherwise. And the Achrayim, the Eitz HaPeskim, he brings Achrayim on both sides of the debate. In other words, the child is touch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Tzamku Dadeha, Meshapaska Chalba B'Chai Baila. Does Tzamku Dadeha have to be B'Chai Baila? That's the issue. The Chacham Tzvi talked when it's poison. Maybe poison is different, but on this issue. So there are chulis on both sides of the equation. There are those who say, well, If Gomasu needs Bechayiv Ayla, and Paskachalba needs Bechayiv Ayla, it's Mistavit Samkudadeh also. And there are others who say no. That's not what it says. But Samkudadeh doesn't say Bechayiv Ayla. So there are Chilukei Deis. This is the Shiloh where Moshe says the klal that I mentioned in the past. This is in the Chelik Beis Tshuva Ches. Ramosha calls it a machlokes hapaiskim. He says, if you ask me, the Shulchan Aruch has five cases of heter. By three of them, it says bechaye baila, and by some kudah there, it doesn't say bechaye baila. So if you ask me, it doesn't say bechaye baila, meaning some kudah there should be across the board heter. But lemaisa, it's a machlokes hapaiskim. So Ramosha has the klal that normally a suffix to Rabbanan is lakula. When you have equal chaluki deis on something, normally we say suffix to Rabbanan lakula. By muberes chaveire, minekas chaveire, we find that we're machmir. Because it's a suffix sakana uvan. It's a gzeira that was made because of a suffix sakana. So Ramosha says that there are two levels of gzeiras. There's the suffix sakana and sveika l'chumra. And then there's the loy plug cases. The case is, it's not a sakana, it's some kudadeh. The maisa, she's not going to nurse anyway. So Ramesh's chiddush is to divide it into two. The cases where she's taka nursing, and she wants to have a heter to get married, that's suffix sakana, and she'll end up, she's saying, I have a minekes. Well, maybe the minekes will withdraw, and you'll be stuck. So when it's out the suffix sakana, Ramesh says, we have a klal that you have to be machmer and sveikas. But where, she can't nurse anyway. It's only out to loit plug, out to gzeira. So there, it goes back to the rule of regular drabbanans. And Ramesha is mekel on subkudadeha, even not b'chayi baila, even after the husband died, that is mekel in such a case. So we have here a list of nukulis, which are basically tied to the inability to nurse. Now what happens with these kulis, it goes to the next generation, and Paiskim stretch it a little bit. So I want to tell you, this kulis goes back to the Chacham Tzvi, and Shul Siakev, it goes back a couple hundred years. Rav Chaim Eizer comes with a tshuva, and Chelik Gimel of the Achiezer, tshuva Tezayin. And listen to where he goes with this. He says, well, the chaluki day is, but we're ending up, if the doctor said that the milk is poison, we're certainly mekel. And if physically tzamku dadeha, she just can't do it, we're mekel. He says, what about a woman who is going through a mental crisis, and look, she's not a mom, her husband died, left her with a little baby, and she's in depression. The doctor told her, stop nursing, it's not good for your depression to be nursing, and she stopped. So Chaim Eizer was asked whether we can stretch the heter. These heter, where the doctor said, don't nurse, because the milk is poison for the baby. Don't nurse. Or she became pregnant again, and the milk, she can't give milk to the baby. So Chaim Eizer has a tshuva about a case where the mother stopped nursing on doctor's orders, but not for the sake of the baby, not because the milk is going to harm the baby, but because of the welfare of the mother, because it's not good for the mother. And so Reb Chaim Eizer has the shaila whether it's mutter. I said it was a case of amana. It happened to be a case of a grusha in his tshuva, not an amana. But anyway, he says, so you see again how he turns to try to find a heter. Now this, it's Reb Chaim Eizer, and Reb Chaim Eizer is Reb Chaim Eizer. He has
the right to play. She wants to get married? Is that the case?
She wanted to get married, and she's not meinekas. So I stopped nursing anyway. And I stopped the Chaya Baila. I stopped later. But I stopped because the doctor told me that's not good for me.
Isn't it suffix sakana nefashis on the
mother's
side?
Is it
Mali suffix sakana
nefashis
on the baby?
Mali suffix sakana nefashis on the baby? It was Mami sakana, you may be right. But even then, does that mean that the gzeira of Meinekas Chaver should fall away?
Cool.
I guess that's the shayla. Reb Chaim Eiser is mitzadei lahakel, like all these tshuvas, where he's like he wants people not to be too meikel, but he's mitzadei lahakel, and he says one of his tzirufim, which is I can't say it's his main heter. His main heter is that she was perished for medical reasons. But listen to what he brings. He brings a Rambam, which is also in Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer in Siman Pei. It talks about a woman, we're going to have later in this Siman, a woman is obligated, apiksuba, to nurse her child. Apiksuba, one of the tanaim of the ksuba in a marriage is that a woman can't say, I don't want to nurse. We're going to have it in the next siv. She's mechuyev to nurse. He quotes a Rambam. Ha'isha calls manchi minikas bina. As long as a woman is nursing her child, paskula mizaynis haruyim. The husband, if the husband died, the yarshim, are mechuyev to give her to support her. They have to give her mizaynis. That's appropriate. A lot of pregnant women have a big appetite. They really have a bigger appetite. But just normally they control themselves, they shouldn't look fat, and now they're going to look big anyway. If there's the women, I don't know. I always wondered about that. But anyway, he says, Hari misav alechel yaiser. Alechel macholes aseres. She wants to eat a certain other, b'nei chayli ataiva. He calls it a chayli ataiva. Sheesh lo bebitna. So Harry is aichelus mishalah, komashetirza. Ain abba yachal laaki v'loimer techa yosem idai, a mechalim roim yomus avlad. Even food she eats that's not healthy for the baby. So the husband said, "I don't want you eating it. It's not healthy for a child." So she could say, "It doesn't matter. I want to do it anyway." And she has a right to do it. She has a right to say it. Should tsar gufa adif. She could say, my tsar is more. Yes, peladik chiddush. It's not good for the child. I don't know what food today is not good for a child.
Pickles,
you know,
and ice cream.
I don't know if that's good for the child. You know, marijuana is not good for the child. Right? Probably
the month,
tobacco,
by
right?
By the month, it couldn't go into certain things.
Because of the so the bun didn't turn into onions, and that that helped.
You
couldn't taste that.
You're not going to feel embarrassed.
Yeah, the chanu has
a dog, a kshun, and a dog. So it's a pelodic chiddush. This Rambam, it's not good for the child. A wife could say tsar gufi yadif. I am shulchan aruch siman pesif yadalit. He brings the Rambam. He brings day's day. It's the Torah argues with the Rambam. What kind of business is that? And the Beis Shmuel says, "Avag Abdullah in suffix sakana rak tsar muteres bechol," like the Rambam. So let it eat. So what do you see? That tsar gufa, if she's having tsar gufa, it should override even a sakana for the child. What do you see?
Why is it such a chiddush? The child is a part of the mother. The child is
to me it's a chiddush that you're not allowed to kill a child in the mother's womb, and
affects the child,
I don't know. So Chaim Moses says, oh, you see, tsar gufa overrides a sakana to the child. So he had a mother, they were saying the mother, it's not good for her nerves to be nursing. She's a nervous wreck and it's not good for her. You see, tsar gufa overrides nursing. So she stopped. It was a heta that she stopped. She wasn't mechuyev to nurse. Not mechuyev to nurse. Then we're not going to make a gezeira.
Is that similar for a heta to abort? Because of certain emotional
I'm not aware where it says a heta to kill be a dying. To kill be a dying, I'm not aware.
Women go, when it's a psychological, maybe it's
when it's
a
sakana to
the mother.
I understand. But for the tsar to mother, we're not to be a dying.
I think more than just
tsar. So, I don't know. So, again, we just keep on seeing this, that it's a double chomer, but then he goes into, it sounds like a prince of the chukah, that at the tsar of Vlad, a tsar ain't, you don't have to worry about the hanukkah of Vlad.
So,
and That's part of his tshuva that she gets married. So I'll tell you, the Reb Chaim is like everybody. At the end of the tshuva writes, just because I say ideas, you can't be saimach on this, but with a tziruf you can be saimach. And since she was a grusha, and last week we had the sheet of Rabbeinu Shimshon Hazakeh, which we're going to have later, that the takana was only on almanis and not on grushas. The takana not to marry when there's a grusha, there's a father who's responsible to feed the child, doesn't apply. So in his case, he's nagel. So I don't know. I must not kind of be curious, but it just sounds like, you know, everyone says it's chamor, and when they have a case, it could be 90% of the cases in front of them they passed kedusha and they didn't write a tshuva. Why they write a tshuva when they had a teira? But im kol zeh, it's a this tshuva that he has. It sounds like a stretch. I don't know, it's a stretch of a hetter. And al kaponim, so this is all comes from tzimuk dadim. Tzimuk dadim means physically there's a reason she can't nurse, so we're being maple. Then we stretch it to a case where she can nurse, but the milk is no good. It's a risai, which makes sense to everybody. And then we stretch that to a case where there are other health issues that make her wanting to stop nursing. And in all these cases, we have this hetta here. At the end of the sif. So let's finish the sif. I should pass a chalva b'chayi b'ayla. Turn the page. Yisachru loy me'nekes. You have to do both. If it's pasku chalva, you also need to hire a wet nurse. They would say you would have to buy milk b'chayi b'ayla. I shenasta b'dala me'nekes shloisha chadashim. I said there are five heterim. So we had that the child died. That was the first one, and the second one gamlase b'chayev ayla. The third tzimuk dadim, the fourth pasuk chalba, and the hayda minekes, and the fifth one shenasta b'nala minekes shloish chadashim kaidem misus b'ayla. See, it says again this Ramesh's thing. Everyone it says kaidem misus b'ayla except meis b'nah and tzimuk dadim. V'ilay nika klal tachagim chadashim. Once she stopped nursing for 3 months. You're not going to get her milk back. Probably less than 3 months. Certainly, in 3 months, she's not going to get her milk back. And Mimela, we have now our final sugar of heterim. So we had. Right. Therefore, what? Right. But here, it's not talking here that she's pregnant. But she's not pregnant.
If she's pregnant,
then you're
pregnant, right? Now she can't nurse anymore.
In the Pisrei Tshuva, that was the Shus Yaakov. In the Pisrei Tshuva here, he said if she's pregnant, then that's the heter that the milk is now.
What do you say now? Do you say the son of Teva that is less now or not?
It's funny, Ramesha writes at the end of the Tshuva, Chelet Beis Ches, and he's writing in the 60s, you know. Those of us old enough know a liberal, nutty country. We went through that once during the Vietnam War in the 60s. You know, hopefully we'll come out of it this time. I don't know. But then they told women, that was the feminist generation. They told women, cows nurse. I mean, women don't nurse. So Ramesh writes, he ended it true. He says, Bizmanainu, nobody nurses. Everyone's not nursing. Nobody nurses for a year. That's what he writes at the end. So it's a tzirif. It's not a heter in and of itself.
The last heter that says loy nika tosh mishi can stop after 3 months.
Is that b'chayi b'ayla? Husband was still alive. She's allowed to stop nursing. Every woman is allowed to stop nursing. B'chayi b'ayla.
So always you don't have a 24-month.
Every woman can stop nursing. We just don't want that they should stop nursing because they want to remarry, and it's not in the best interest of the child. So we don't know. So we ask her. That's what we learned in the last 3 weeks. B'chayi b'ayla, that she didn't want her husband was still alive. So she didn't want her husband's alive. So she's allowed to. Her husband's alive. Right? Her husband's going to feed the child.
What if the wet nurse wants to be married? The wet nurse. She's nursing somebody
else's
child.
Yes, so the wet nurse, that's the whole problem.
She's marrying somebody else.
The wet nurse is allowed to.
She's allowed. She's nursing somebody else's child.
The one in the Chuba's firm has a case. She stopped nursing her child, but she took money to nurse someone else's child, whether she could remarry. Okay, let's move on to Sif Yudei. So this is Meinekes Chaveirei, And basically we had, I think, two main sugim of heter, besides the Chavta al-Chaydish, Bizman HaZeh is less than 24 months, but we had the sugim that we did last week, where someone's pregnant from Znos, that you're allowed to marry, and other side reasons. And then this week, these are cases where it's Pascha Chalba, where in some cases they're heter. Now, Sif Yud Beis. Over Vinosa Muberes Eminekes, B'sechas Manzeh. Now, there are many Jews that are totally unaware of this. Let's say you have somebody who got married. They were over, and they got married while they were pregnant or nursing. I guess nursing is more common than pregnant. Or even not nursing, but within 24 months. Minadin Oisai, we put him in Chayru. Now, what? Minadin Oisai, we put him in Chayru. So we had this in Sif Yud. It said Minadin Oisai, and the Bavad Yavod Araya, that the Isser is on him. In Sif Yud, it said Amikadish Taitishin Yai Minadin Oisai. But I brought a raya there that the Isser is on him and not on her. But I just say Chuba, yes, why it doesn't say her.
So,
if you're getting married to somebody, you should find out if she had a child in the last year or so. I think so. Well, no, remember, even if you're not nursing. If she had a child in the last 2 years, she's not supposed to get married. Could be nowadays 18 months, right? Whether she's nursing or not. Okay, so if he's over minan noisai, now the question is this nidoy a punishment? Or is it just an incentive to give a get? So the Beishmuel Chav Ches tells us, Chav Ches is the second wide line, Yaiti Beged, I feel like it's a Rambam, Tzarf Lagare Shaisa, the Vigare Shaisa, Eimanad Noisai. The nidoy is not a punishment. It's to incentivize him to give a get. Kimach Bitl Maisav, Kamesh Kasa Besamach. Vimbarach, in Tzarf Lagarish. We're going to have now, the next word is the Shulchan Aruch. If he ran away, we'll define running away, it's Tzarf Lagarish. Kekaz of Ator, Kekaz of Rivasham. Ubin the Mukiyasim Kasav, I feel that that's a place can disrelay. In the first part of the sin, when we said you have to wait 3 months of Havchana, when she's not pregnant, and there we said if he runs away, you don't have to give a get. So maybe the same thing here. If he ran away for 3 months, okay, he'll stay away for 3 months. But he ran away, and he's got to wait 24 months, he's not going to stay away 24 months because it's his man, Rav. But Magid Kosev Al Kapanim Had Disvir Bavchana LeMahani Avrocha Koshked LeMahani Kan. And certainly some place can hold Avrocha doesn't help there. Miu Betur Mashi Yesh LaHokol Kan Yosef Mishum Diyoidim Havlad Shel Mihu. Now what it means is this. Now let's see the words in Shulchan Aruch. I'll explain it. Back to your days. Ova V'Nosim Uberes Nesetayis Man Zavinat Nesi Elam Kain Barach. Unless he ran away. The Yaitzi beget, I feel like a Kayan. Now, if a Kayan is going to give her a divorce, he won't be able to remarry her. So, Achlos is like Ksuba. He has to divorce her, he has to give her a Ksuba in Titvana, if she demands it. If it's Yisrael, he gives her a divorce, he's allowed to remarry her after the 24 months, Vichta like Ksuba Acheres, as in Luchi of Ksuba. A Kayan is really stuck. So the place can say that for the Kayin, we allow this heter of running away. What is running away? Doesn't mean with her, it means without her. It means she's here. If he runs away to a different city and he's not around, as long as he doesn't show up in her town, so we're not afraid, right, we're not afraid he'll become pregnant, she'll become pregnant from him. And as long as you run away, it's a heter. So regular husband, we say, don't rely on bar, give a get. And you'll remarry 24 months later. But if it's a Kayin who can't remarry her, so the only Eitza is to run away. Now here I have a bit of an issue. How far away do you have to run? So it says there, a distance that takes 3 months to get back, to return. Where could you possibly go? Even if you go to the moon, it does take 3 months to get back. What? Mars. Yeah, well, Mars is not available yet. I think the Mars plane is a one-way trip. What?
Lakewood sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. So where could you run nowadays? Like this whole head to fell apart. The Amazon? Can get back in 3 months? I don't know.
Get a parking spot.
What?
Get a parking spot.
It takes 3 months to get parking. Yeah, I understand.
But,
so I honestly, it's like this had to, I think it fell away today. Unless you go to a country, go to North Korea, maybe. I don't know how long it takes to get out of North Korea. But oh, put them in a country, take away the passport. That's an idea.
Yeah.
It's a practical thing. He's not coming back. Maybe it's an idea. Go to a different country, take away his passport, so he can't come. Maybe that's an aid. Nowadays it's facial recognition. You don't even need a piece. You don't need a passport in your hand, right?
You come back as a migrant.
You come back in
America.
Come to migrant. Get a hotel room.
Get a free
room.
You get
a free room.
You get
a yeah, but here it's a practical thing that you won't become embarrassed from him. That's why you need to come Kadosh. I'm not sure. I don't know. There are certain groups that always take advantage of government programs. I wonder if they'll leave the country and come back as undocumented immigrants just to the whole plane load. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is that there's a heter of barach. I don't know if it applies to Zman Hazeh. The second half of the Sif. Nasa. What? Yeah, but what Chayshin should, so that Heter doesn't say. There has to, the Heter Barah says, if she's going to hide, maybe tomorrow she'll stop hiding. At any rate, Nasa Ubarah Chalachas Mamba, the Yashav Mishtai, Eimbekaklum. Once he did it, it means Yashav Mishtai after his man, Eimbekaklum. Now, Kiddush Mu'ubarah, Eimbekaklum. He did Kiddush without the Suin, Eimbekaklum. Lahaitzi, because he's not mutu to be anyway. Just la yichnais, you don't do the chuppah, and achaz mane nika, oi ad sheyamas havlad, yeshayimrim, den chilok ben kiddush le nasa vecheinikr. Again, the Ramaz machmir, not so negeh, because today we don't do kiddushin separately, we don't do it separately from the suin anyway, and so it's sort of a light plug. Pesachei Tshuvah of Zayin, he brings a base mayor on the second column near the close to the bottom. In kines muberes vhi pila, if a man married a muberes and then she lost a child, I don't know, it's not clear what the word is, but the word is that is muta, because again the nidu is not a punishment. If nidu would be a punishment, it would be a punishment, but it's not a punishment. It's an incentive to give a get, and once it's over, it's over. So this sif is pretty chamor. If avav and nasa say what the din is, why, what trouble could there be about this? We said it's not a punishment; it's an incentive to give. It's not really a knas. The question is by a shaygeg whether we make them separate. If they can marry a shaygeg, like I said today, not everyone knows of this parasha. And they got married, and they didn't know anything about it. And the Sadi Kedushin, for some reason, didn't know about it, or didn't ask about it. And they got married. So, in the Beis Shmuel, in Sivkot Lamed Dalet, he says, Lamed Dalet is five eyes to the bottom. Lamed Dalet is going on Kidesh, and Kaifim, because they're in the Taisa Shah Paiskim. Shem Marim Mirror Lines, where Zeruach, where Shkot Chumas Sadesh, and Sarachim. Period. That's on the Mekilim in the case where Kedusha went out in the Suin. Then he says, in Mishayge Kines means Chuppah. That if they get married b'shaygek, which as I said could be not uncommon today, especially in circles where they're not so fluent in halacha. So when you do a b'shaygek, the Beis Shmuel is makel that you don't force them to give a get. So he does say in the Pesachei Tshuva that you have to be pirish. That in other words, we let them stay together. Let them stay together, but you can't make her pregnant. So in time of Chazal, I guess there was no contraceptive that was for sure. So therefore, this heter is a heter of ain't tzarich lahaitzi. But it says b'schit shuvachava v'day b'afrasha. But they have to be pirish. Nowadays, if a person takes the type of contraceptive that's 100% effective, then it would seem that that would be a practical heter.
Kedushin Shenor the Chuppah is in Roy Labia.
So, all right. The question is, by a second marriage, the Chuppah, the Yichud was Ma'akiv. That's the Yichud or Roy Labia. So, I have to tell you, there's a big trouble in the Ran, in Ksuvis Adav Veiz, that you need Chuppah or Roy Labia, so they ask from a handful of cases. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, they prepare another wife for him. If his wife dies, he marries her. He's married, his wife dies on Yom Kippur. So he gets married on Yom Kippur.
No, he gets married before Yom Kippur.
So there are two Lashaitis in the Gemara. If he gets married before Yom Kippur, on a Tanai or on Yom Kippur. The Rambam Paschal is he gets married on Yom Kippur. And it means in the Kedushin and the Suings, you need Beisai. What? Why not? Kenyan, so for Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to do a Kenyan. That's always the rule. And with this one says the Rambam, the Gemara is still the Shai, that's when we get married. The Rambam, well, he has to quickly get. He quickly has to bury his first. Say goodbye to his first wife and get married. If he didn't know, I don't know. And what are you going to do? As I said, the Rambam, his wife dies, suddenly Shacharis, he gets married. So the Ran is, the Ran and the Tereskit, in the beginning, Subis, the Sivis day is, it's the Yichud Shein Roi Labia. It can't be Vayel HaRan Yom Kippur. It's Yichud Shein Roi. The Rambam holds even a first marriage needs Yichud Roi Labia. They ask this Kasha. And then they ask another Kasha from Yesh Chuppah L'Psailus. That means a chuppah for Yisurei Lavin. Chuppah is chal b'diyev an Yisurei Lavin. But it's not a Yichud Roi Labia. So they ask, and they ask in two or three other places. The Yom Kippur case is the easiest one to remember. And the different terutzim, they're basically two mahalchim. One is that the Yichud has to be Roi Labia. If they are side things, they're Yisurim. Yisurim don't make it a Roi Labia. Yichud Roi Labia means physically, it has to be private, a Roi Labia. If this Aryo Derivia light is a Saitik Yisr, that doesn't matter. That's one Mahalach. The other Mahalach is Rav Naftali's Mahalach and Avni Nezer. They say, you could have Chuppah, Yichud or Roi Labia. They basically say there are two dinim and a Chuppah. A Chuppah without a Yichud or Roi Labia is also a Chuppah. It's kind of for Nisuin, but not for Dvarim Shebeinoi Labeinah. Basically, Rav Tolle there buys such a chiddush that is, and even though Rav Tolle is marich, it's clear that early Achrayim held this way. When a man does kiddushin, it's easy. You put a ring on a finger and you're mukudashis. It says the Gemara Mishnah says Shlosh Shadrafim because Shadar Mavia Chuppah. No Mishnah doesn't explain. So the Gemara had the Rishayim argue what is Chuppah? What constitutes Chuppah? So Rav Naftali writes in Bethnisha Yiganat on Ksubis that there are two levels of Nisuin. Nisuin is Machnisa Lebeisai. Is Machnisa Lebeisai for what? Well, for financial things. It's Chayvan HaMizaynis. For Hafaras Nedarim. And for Devarim Shebeina Lebeina, the intimacy becomes Mutter. See, what he says in the Kamar Sarambam is that there's such a thing as being Machnisa for everything else and not Devarim Shebeina Lebeina. The Yichud, a Yichud, you need Roi Labia only for what he calls the Varash Shebeinai Labeinah.
Alright,
But there's such a thing as a chuppah without Tvar Shemein Elabena, which is also a kinyan for other things. Could be a
chuppah.
It's up to Kol Beisa. Physically, she lives in his house. Look, this is a shtickle tirade. I'm telling you in 2 minutes, but just to be able to answer your question. So getting back here, I don't remember ever seeing this before. The Pesachei Tshuva brings a tshuva from the Baal HaTanya. Here in the second column, he brings a tshuva. I say he never saw it before because there are very few tshuvas in the Baal HaTanya. I think they're printed at the end of the last chelak of the Shulchan Aruch. They have like 20 tshuvas there or something. A handful of tshuvas that survived. See, here in the third line in the second column is Ayim B'tshuvas HaGoyin HaChasid Rav Shneya Zalman Meladi Shekasa B'dida Amon HaMineka Shenisis Ta'akof Da'al HaChaydesh and L'kaifei Adei Nidia Shiyetzienu B'get Meshmoy Zachreinim Bevin Ezer, etc. And listen to what he says. He says, when you have a suffix, you have all these types of cases, like a shaygeg, so we don't know what the din is. Say, be machmer and give her a get. Be machmer, it's a shayla, give her a get. He says, you can't, not so pashit. He says, if the kavya de nijam beget kashmoy Zachreinim, Bevin Ezer mi yagimel, because you're beferish b'yamshah shloimei perik dal diyavamis l'dayti kasha davamayt l'kanes l'beisofik get mu'usa shaloi kedin. You hear what he says? He says that it's not I'll be machmir and I'll put him in chayim until he gives a get. I want to be machmir. It's not like a shayge kumi meik or be machmir. It's not so pashit. A get mu'usa is not a get. If you force a man to give a get against his will, it's not a get. A get mu'usa al pi din, if Bezdin does it because they're Mechli, she's Mechli to Megarish, then it works. He said when you have a suffix in this sif, if you're allowed to, if he has to give a get or not, he can't be Machmir one way, it's a Chumra two ways. It's a Chumra, maybe he's Mechli to give her a get, but it's also a Chumra, if you force him to give a get, well, he's not allowed to give a get, there's a get Mosa, and it's not a Kasher get. So he said he can't just be Machmir. So it sounds like they're Mechilim for a shaygeg, certainly with a tzirif of a teirim, this would be, at least in today's world, a possible het to people who are chayza b'tshuva, and they find out that they weren't allowed to get married in certain cases like this. So there is here a pesach for someone who's a shaygeg to be able to not be forced to give a get, and they would have to be pirish, or at least make sure she doesn't become pregnant until chavdal chaydish, yudches chaydish, tesvav chaydish, whichever Shita, you want to go with. So this is a few days. I guess we'll finish the simon next week.